Welcome to the program. Dramatic new evidence at the New South Wales Corruption Commission today. Phone intercepts revealed how the former Premier Gladys Berejiklian promised to overrule the bureaucrats and throw money at projects advanced by her former lover, the ex-state MP Darryl Maguire. The Independent Commission Against Corruption also probed the usually very private life of the pair as Mr Maguire gave his evidence in the investigation into whether Ms Berejiklian breached public trust or failed in her public duty to report corruption. The pair, we heard, was in love and contemplating marriage and one day having a child together. Nick Grimm reports.
Mr Maguire.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Ahead of Darryl Maguire's appearance in the witness box, lawyers for Gladys Berejiklian sought unsuccessfully to have details of his relationship with their client examined in a private hearing. But the romance she's previously characterised as having insufficient status to justify sharing with the world was more than a passing fancy, according to her former boyfriend.
Well, you contemplated marriage?
Yes.
With her?
Yes.
There was discussion about potentially having a child?
Yes.
Darryl Maguire is a man who admits his reputation precedes him, telling the ICAC he's often regarded in unflattering terms as a serial pest and possibly worse.
I think the term was pain in the ass. Yes.
You're prepared to adopt the pain in the ass term, is that right?
Yes, and vociferous.
And like others in the government, Gladys Berejiklian was given a taste of the famous Maguire pester power when it came to projects he was keen to advance in his electorate, as a phone intercept played to the hearing revealed.
We ticked off your conservatorium the other day, so that's a done deal now.
That's the building and $10 million, not the rest of it, not the next
Oh, my God. Heaven help us, seriously.
Anyway, that's all right. They'll all be happy with that.
Thank you for that.
In another phone intercept, Darryl Maguire regaled Ms Berejiklian with the charms of his hometown of Wagga Wagga.
Wagga's going to be the best electorate in the world. Keep listening to me and it'll be like the blazing star of the southern universe, I tell you.
Well, Wagga's just going to be like Sydney.
Correct. That's why we need a stadium. That's why we need a conservatorium. That's why we need the things that Sydney's got.
Mr Maguire resigned from the New South Wales Parliament in 2018 after admitting at a separate ICAC inquiry that he'd sought payment over a property deal. This inquiry is examining his efforts in helping secure millions of taxpayer dollars for privately owned projects in his Wagga electorate. It's against that backdrop that the investigation is seeking to determine whether Gladys Berejiklian breached public trust or turned a blind eye to corruption. And in the days that followed his resignation, ICAC intercepts of her phone conversations with Darryl Maguire reveal his continuing focus on securing money for his hometown.
You don't see it. I don't want to argue with you. I just need to go and chill because you've stressed
All right,
me out.
I'll go and chill. You just throw money at Wagga.
I'll throw money at Wagga. Don't you worry about that.
Just listen to me.
Lots of it.
That conversation continuing with this.
You just need to know what the right things are to throw money at Wagga.
I already know. You've already told me the three top things.
And you need to and go and give them a stadium. Give them a
stadium. I'll do that. I'll do that too. Don't worry.
Well, the bureaucrats knocked it all out.
Yes, but I can overrule them anyway.
Earlier, the hearing was played another phone intercept of a conversation between Darryl Maguire and property developer William Leong about the route of a planned motorway in the vicinity of the developer's land interests in Western Sydney, the then MP acknowledging the commercially sensitive information was not yet publicly available.
Would I be able to have that map?
No, we couldn't possibly do that. That would be very wrong.
Even so, Darryl Maguire was able to pass on details of the route thanks to an unnamed friend.
Just let me work on this one now and we'll find out if we can help you.
The Commission heard that friend was a sitting member of the New South Wales Parliament. That person hasn't been identified. Counsel assisting the inquiry, Scott Robertson, putting this question to Darryl Maguire.
I take it you accept that by providing that information to Mr Leong, you were misusing your position as a member of Parliament?
A pause lasting almost 10 seconds followed, with Darryl Maguire eventually answering.
Well, yes.
Gladys Berejiklian is expected to give evidence tomorrow. She maintains she's done nothing wrong and that history will show she always put the interests of the people of her state ahead of all else.
Nick Grimm with that report.